AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Google is dismissing complaints that it's crowding out the competition. But the European Union is filing an antitrust complaint against Google, accusing it of favoring itself in internet searches. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The EU is concerned that Google has given an unfair advantage to its own comparison shopping service. Separately, Brussels is opening an investigation into Google's Android mobile system, probing whether the internet giant relies on anti-competitive deals and abuses its dominant position in Europe's cell phone market. The EU's Competition Commission says the chief goal is to make sure multinationals don't artificially deny European consumers as wide a choice as possible or stifle innovation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Turkey's prime minister is accusing Pope Francis of joining an evil front plotting against Turkey. Those are his words. He's referring to the Pope's use of the word genocide in describing the killings of 1.5 million Armenians 100 years ago. Turkey denies the killings were genocide, saying those who died were victims of a civil war. Boston will remember the horror of the marathon bombings 2 years ago, with a moment of silence this afternoon at 2:49. Liz Norden's two adult sons each lost a leg on that terrible day.
I look and see how brave they've been, and, you know, they've accepted what happened to them. So it's time that I should be able to accept, you know, they've accepted it fine and they've moved on. So I need to do so because it drives me crazy.
Bomber Johar Tsarnaev could be executed for the killings. And the bombings. The mother of a student accused of killing a man at a North Carolina community college says her son needs mental help. 20-year-old Kenneth Stansel was arrested in Florida a day after authorities say he shot and killed a man at Wayne Community College. This is AP Radio News. Those tighter airline seats might not just be uncomfortable, they could be dangerous, according to some. Our Tim McGuire's been looking into this.
The airlines are packing more people into fewer planes, turning the once friendly skies far more crowded and tense. Flight attendants say people are so close together, they are seeing increasing altercations as passengers squabble over ever-shrinking personal space. Add carry-on baggage to the mix, and safety experts wonder if the tighter spaces might make it harder for people to get out of a crashed airliner. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Europe is on sale. At least that's the way it may seem for American vacationers. The euro's steep drop in value is making the continent much cheaper for tourists from across the world, especially the U.S. and China. For Americans, the dollar's strength translates into a discount of about 25% compared with this time last year. Travel agents say bookings are up. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.